This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. And I'm a very suspicious person. So welcome aboard to Agenda 21 Radio. And our ninth year, we're going on 10 years as Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, visit our website, A21R.com, A, the numbers 2 and 1, R.com. It's really straight simple. A21R.com. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Get all your news and information there. We got a lot of things going on with New California. I'll tell you that right now. A lot of things going on. So the situation now is growing very grave and dark in California. Everybody's dying of COVID virus. You know, I was kicking through the bodies. I was going downtown the other day, and I'm walking around the streets, and I'm kicking bodies out of the way. It was disgusting. It was vulgar. It was vile. Well, actually, I was deep within the melon of Gavin Newsom, and that's what he was thinking. Of course, he doesn't get out much. He never walks down the streets of any of your community. Oh, no. He can't do that. That's well beyond him. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi. She doesn't wade through the crap on the streets of San Francisco. No. Oh, no, that's for somebody else, not her. Right. And Gavin Newsom. Yeah, Gavi. Good old Gavi. So inside the melon, he's got this vision that everybody's got to be dead and dying so he can get more money from the federal government. Yeah, that'll set him back. But the problem is his worst nightmare has arrived in that the death rate just isn't justifying his behavior. Not at all. He's acting like a totalitarian dictator. That's what he is. He's acting just like that. And everybody's starting to call him out, really. you know, that's one of the things that's, I think, very, very interesting. They're calling them out. And this is from Breitbart this morning. Is this morning? No, yesterday afternoon. And I think it's something that it begs a few things. Says here, California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to issue an order closing all beaches and state parks effective May 1st, according to a report by Fox 11. So according to KTTV reporter Bill Meliquin, Newsom's office informed California police chiefs Wednesday of the impending change. Impending. Meliquin received the police bulletin from a source and then confirmed the bulletin with the Orange County Board of Supervisors. Shocking. Now, this comes on the heels of Tuesday night. The Newport Beach, the city council said, guess what? We're keeping it open. Mm-hmm. This, of course, comes on the recent beach crowds that showed up. About a couple hundred thousand people showed up at the beach because it was a beautiful day. Several beautiful days in a row, and people said, ah, we're going to get out there. It says notification. It says our executive committee had a call with Mark Pazin, chief of the law enforcement division of the Cal OES today. There's an important office. The California Office of Emergency Services. Notification, here it is. Joining us on the call were CHP Commissioner Warren Stanley and representatives from California State Parks. After the well-publicized media coverage of overcrowded beaches this past weekend, I'm so shocked. Freedom out there, you know, we can't have that freedom going on. Put that little genie back in the bottle, please. In violation, oh my God, in violation of Governor Newsom's shelter-in-place order. The governor will be announcing tomorrow that all, capitalized in deep ink, in bold fonts, all beaches and all state parks, they don't have those ones, all, those all in beaches, and then I guess it's the all is not capitalized in bold font for state parks in California. Does that mean you can get away with it more at those parks than you can at the beaches? There's going to be more law enforcement, I think, at the beach. I think that's what they're implying by the bold font. It says that they will be closed effective Friday, May 1st. We wanted to give all of our members a heads up about this in order to provide time for you to plan for any situations that you might expect as a result, knowing each community has its own dynamics. The League of Cities and CSAC leadership have also been informed. State parks personnel will be out to help. Well, it's not structured right. I'm not going to correct your English, guys. You're suffering. We'll be out to help support local efforts as well. Our legal counsel, Jim Touchstone. What kind of a name is that? Touchstone. Oh, Touchstone. That's his last name. Sent out a legal alert about the governor's orders a few weeks back that outlined the government and health and safety codes that apply to law enforcement's ability to enforce and cite those who try to defy the orders. It is attached for your reference. Is it work? Is it the attachment work? Let me see if I can get it to come up. Aha, it works. I like Breitbart. They do a lot of really cool things. Like their attachments actually work, I think. Although it's not coming up because it's a Twitter. It's a tweet. It's a tweet. No wonder. It's a tweet. Got the blue bird out here. We're waiting. Spinning things are happening on the screen before my very eyes. But it's too late. This is radio and we move on. We trust that it's there. So anyway, this is the crux of the problem right now. You have Gavin Newsom who's ordering everybody to stay shelter in place. Hugging the big one in the corner, that's exactly what they're supposed to be doing. Orange County is at the center of the controversy. Shocking. My home county is. You guys out in Orange County, get your act together. Call those guys at New California State OC. New California State OC.org. That's the ad. You complain to those guys, and you get the leader of that group, New California State. You get that leader on the phone, and you tell him your problems. By golly, he'll solve your problems. He'll direct you to creating a new state. Well, that's because Gavin Newsom is on his way out, but on the way in is newcaliforniastate.com. That's the web address for that. But New California, is it? Call your representative. NewCaliforniaStateOC.org. Leave them a message. Complain. We've heard about that president of that New California State organization. Listen, but don't tell anybody in the state of California about us, right? Said Newsom scolded beachgoers in a press conference on Monday, saying that they were undermining the state's fight against the coronavirus pandemic and endangering plans to reopen the economy. It's your fault, you scumbags, right? But San Diego County proceeded with plans to open some beaches on Monday, and the city council of Newport Beach, where many of the crowds had... Those Newport Beachers. Those Newporters, I'm telling you. They are the fault. Where many of the crowds had gathered on the weekend, voted to keep beaches open there, albeit with more police to enforce social distancing. Newsom had not confirmed the order as of Wednesday evening, but he exhorted the public to continue to observe social distancing because he can't enforce anything. Recent research suggests that the coronavirus is more difficult to transmit outdoors and does not survive long in sunlight. Really? Listen, that's basic virology. That's not recent research. Those are just facts that are always there. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back. Shocking. These people, I'm telling you, they're just weird out there, Weird people. Here we go.
And those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar. Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. You know, we're going to jump. I'm going to get back into the California issue here in a second because we've got some things to talk about with New California and California. But the reason is that we're going to jump back into the Michael Flynn thing because I got a story here that, if true, and this comes from Joel Pollock of Breitbart. He put this out late last night, about 12 hours ago, about 11 hours ago, and came up on Breitbart here. But this is something I don't think people have quite caught on to this one yet, and this is why we're out with it right now. Joe Biden was at a meeting where James Comey was told to brief Trump on Steele dossier. Oh, okay. So this goes back to the beginning of where, you know, the beginning. Actually, let's find out. So this is an interesting little twist here that's going on. And I'm going to play this clip and see if we can get this clip to run. It says, new revelations about the possible motives of the Federal Bureau of Investigation meeting with the then National Security Counsel Michael Flynn on January 2017, raised questions about the Vice President Joe Biden's role that it was had there. Documents unsealed Wednesday, including notes and emails, indicate the FBI agents were not focused on the investigation of Russia collusion when they met with Flynn at the White House early in President Donald Trump's term. It says here, rather, they were determined to extract an admission or a lie that would see Flynn prosecuted or fired. In one note, the FBI agent wrote, what is our goal? And the agents appear to be so and blah, blah, blah. Flynn had spoken. Did I get the right order here? Yeah, this is it. It said here that Flynn had spoken. In one note, okay, what is our goal? Blah, blah. Flynn had spoken to the Russian ambassador by telephone in December 2016. The Department of Justice viewed those calls as a potential violation. Okay, that's where they would have recorded the call, but they could not record the calls because of DEF. Yeah, what we advertise here on the radio show. An obscure and barely enforced statute, blah, blah, blah. Flynn investigation was part of a broader inquiry into the Trump campaign begun by FBI under the Obama administration. Listen to this, one that Biden knew about, at least in part because he participated in one of the key meetings. Shocking. Shocking. According to a memorandum from former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, which was later confirmed by former FBI Director James Comey, Biden was present at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where President Obama gave instructions to Comey about how to brief President-elect Trump about Russia. Rice's memo, written on January 20th, her last day in office, documented that the meeting took place and included Obama, Biden, Rice, Comey, and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates. Rice noted that Obama told Comey to do everything by the book, an odd claim, suggesting that she wanted to use it as a possible future defense of the actions of the outgoing administration. Comey later told MSNBC Nicole Wallace about the meeting at a greater length in a lecture at the 92nd Street Y in December 2018. And here's that incredible interview, by the way.
So this is maybe the most famous meeting you have with the president, but I feel like in reading your book, the one that maybe put, you know, the mold in your brain about his worldview when it came to Russia was probably in January when you went up with the intel chiefs to brief him. Will you tell that story?
Yeah. We came up January the 6th, a Friday, to brief the president-elect and his incoming team. The day before, we had been in the Oval Office with President Obama and his senior team. It was our returning on an assignment he gave us right after the election, which is put together everything we know, the United States intelligence community, about what the Russians did, what their goals were, what their tools were, everything we know, so that I, the President of the United States, can figure out what to do, and so I can equip the next president to protect the country. And so that work was done really almost all in December, finished the first week of January, and we went to brief him. And General Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, briefed President Obama and Vice President Biden and laid it all out. They had three goals. Their goals were to, overarching goal was to damage the American democracy, dirty up the shining city on the hill. Second, hurt Hillary Clinton, who Putin hated. And third, help Donald Trump.
Mission accomplished.
I'd say their efforts succeeded beyond their wildest imagination. Maybe too well, honestly, but we'll see. And so we laid all that out for the president, and then General Clapper said, there's some additional material that is of a difficult nature, and we've decided that we have to brief the incoming president about it. It involves sexual allegations, of an allegation that he was involved with prostitutes in Moscow.
The dossier.
That images of that were captured by the Russians, so they'd be in a position to coerce the new president, and we think that we have to tell the
dossier
set up
being talked about with
President
Obama.
President Obama looked at General Clapper straight ahead and said to him, what's the plan for that briefing? And Clapper looks at me and goes, well, Jim is going to do it.
So Clapper didn't like you.
Well, and Clapper explained the logic of it. Clapper said, look, FBI owns counterintelligence. Jim is staying. Or so we thought. Jim is staying. And Jim's an effective communicator, and this is going to be a very difficult communication.
Yeah.
And just tell you an aside, I've been struck by how the two presidents before President Trump that I worked closely with both had an ability to use humor in a really effective way, and the current one does not. President Obama turned slightly without changing his facial expression to me and raised and lowered both eyebrows like a Groucho Marx thing. And in that moment, I heard in my head, you poor bastard. And what was cool about it was it kind of relaxed me.
Yeah.
Because I had this lump in my stomach as Clapper's describing this.
Sure, Comey. So that was the briefing before the briefing for Trump, in which they said the golden showers thing, there's this dossier out there. And of course, all of it trumped up by Hillary Clinton. And Obama files. All these guys were in on this deal, all including Comey, as we know now from the memos that came out. But who was in that meeting at the time was Joe Biden. I just thought I'd share that with you. I know we got more things to talk about, but now the allegation. I did not realize that the allegation against Biden is rape. That he raped the young lady. That's what I just heard between the breaks, actually. I'm not paying attention to Biden. I'm really not. So there's a story. Joe Biden was at a meeting where James Comey was told to brief Trump on Steele dossier. Now, that sort of brings up another question about Biden. Because what happened, we now know this whole thing was a trumped-up thing. The whole thing was bogus. It was a hoax, really. Yeah, it was kind of a hoax. And so they go in to tell Donald Trump, as he gets started, hey, there's a sexual thing going on, golden showers, the whole nine yards from this dossier. And Biden is right there. So what is his role there? What is his role today about all this stuff? And it might explain why he's kind of catatonic to the world, because maybe his world is ending as he knows it, right? Joe Biden should release records and address the Tara Reid scandal. That's the Washington Post. The Washington Post says that. Now, that's the other thing. So if it's rape, wow, that's a big one. Absolutely a big one. It's a big one. Okay, we're going to come back and dive back more into what's going on here with some of the state's issues. about the virus and everything else and about their expenditures. And, of course, what's going to be the response to tomorrow, big days of protest all throughout California and the nation. We're going to list some of those protests for you. So if you want to get on your protest cap, you can get on it and ride, baby, ride. Here we go. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. So, interesting things developing. Shocking. Shocking things happening. And this is from Agenda 21 Radio, by the way, this show, this story. About California, and its ramifications for the rest of the nation, by the way, because the rest of the way California goes, you know. So does the rest of the nation. The story, this is a part of blog by myself, mixed in with a story. Looking for relevance and coming late to the game, California GOP files a lawsuit. What's that about? Shocking. Absolutely shocking. literally looking for relevance. Says that the do-nothing, meaningless California Republican Party that has long become a strong supporter of the monoparty socialist regime, which exists in Sacramento, has decided at the last moment to become involved in California politics. Are you guys biting on this one yet? It says, following years of deliberate destruction of the Republican Party and the state's Republican form of government, as demanded in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, through the use of propositions to alter California's constitution, which created the monoparty dictatorship, California GOP has decided to seek relevance with a lawsuit to stop voter fraud that they have fostered alongside their Democratic partners. Hello. Now, are you mixed up the Hegelian dialectic style about this? It's the California Republican Party has really sunk to new lows over this particular lawsuit. Now, you'll get what I'm saying here, because after all of the years of self-destruction of the Republican Party and leading to the monoparty system, they're now trying to seek relevance. That's they're no longer part of the debate, but they're trying to put themselves in the middle of the debate. And my question to them right now is, where were you at when voter fraud was coming about? Now, this is a story done by Katie Grimes. And her title says this: Breaking, California Republican Party sues Governor Newsom to prohibit ballot harvesting for California's May 12 special election. Now, that begs the question, when ballot harvesting was happening, which did happen in 2018, right? Which did happen, everybody knows that. We saw the results of that. Ballot harvesting doesn't happen in every other state because it's commonly known as voter fraud. Yes. It says the California Republican Party last week sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom asking him to prohibit ballot harvesting for the upcoming special elections on May 12th to avoid risks of public health and safety in light of the COVID-19 California COVID virus problem. It says, receiving no response from the governor, shocking that he didn't respond. I mean, so you send a letter saying, hey, Governor Newsom, can you stop this? And of course, he ignores it because they're not relevant, the California Republican Party, and he knows it. He's the guy who says the Republican Party is going to die now. There's not going to be any more after this election. It says, receiving no response from the governor, the Cal GOP filed a lawsuit Wednesday in Sacramento Superior Court asking Governor Newsom to prohibit ballot harvesting ahead of the May 12th special election in Congressional District 25 and State Senate District 28. Attorneys Hamid Dellen and Mark Muser and Gregory Michael filed the lawsuit on behalf of the GOP. That's the Dellen lawsuit, or law group. Governor Gavin Newsom has yet to make clear that ballot harvesting stands in direct conflict with the social distancing guidelines he claims to support, said California Republican Chairwoman Jessica Milan Patterson. Okay, I'm reading it the third time, so it's becoming a little bit more weird. The governor's stay-at-home order clearly prohibits ballot harvesting, and we are asking him to break his silence and prohibit the practice ahead of California's special elections. Governor Newsom has told Californians that they can't open their businesses, their kids can't go to school, and they can't attend family events, including weddings and funerals. If we can't see our mothers on Mother's Day, then strangers should not be visiting our homes to collect ballots. We must stop dodging this issue. His silence is irresponsible and is putting California lives at risk. And without direction from the Democrats in office, we need the courts to weigh in, Patterson said. In the letter to the governor last week, Cal GPA chairperson Patterson explained, it is true that in-person voting presents risk to public health and safety in light of COVID-19. It is also true that other activities in connection with voting present present the same risk or even higher that must be mitigated during this historic event. As you know, Section 3017 of the Elections Code ordinarily allows a vote by mail voter to designate any person to return the ballot to the elections office who issues the ballot on their behalf. That's the change in the law that they made, of course. During normal times, this may involve a stranger visiting a voter's home and offering to return the voter's ballot. And of course, this is where you lose custody of your ballot. You've lost your ballot, your vote. Duh. It says, during these times, these activities present an intolerable risk to public health and safety. Patterson's letter was a response to Gavin Newsom's statewide stay-at-home order on March 19th, directing all California residents to shelter in place, except essential workers. On March 20th, Newsom issued another executive order applying specifically to the May 12th special elections and for the 25th congressional district. That's where Hill, Christine Hill or whatever her name was, it was having the throuple. Down there by Adam Schiff's his district. It butts up right next to him. It bucks up. Well, that's Ed Buck, right? And Ed Buck, by the way, he's the buckaroo, we call him. The pedophile. Who's very good friends with Adam Schiff. Who's very close to Nancy Pelosi. And even Biden. The guy who gets the hair on his white legs. To stand up. The California Republican Party is now asking Newsom to suspend other provisions of the election code since that he did it with specifically the May 12th elections, applying the COVID problem to that. It says specifically permitting a voter to designate any other person to return a ballot or ballot harvesting because they present some dangers to the voting public. Okay, so this is where I have the rub. And it's like really simple. First of all, they have done nothing, the California Republican Party, to foster or promote the Republican form of government for at least the last 20 years and certainly the last 5 years. Nothing. They have done absolutely nothing. They've done everything they possibly can do to make sure that the Democrats get voted in, including gerrymandering, making sure that the districts that are well represented all throughout California's Assembly and Senate are represented by Democrats, and they sure as heck sponsored the top two. Proposition to change the Constitution. Only the top two candidates get to the general election, regardless of party, which has been decimating the Republican Party ever since. And now they're coming to this debate? It's a little late. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800 866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is how you handle, this is how a totalitarian handles things. And we're seeing this whole thing play out, of course, with Gavin Newsom, because he is a totalitarian. And totalitarian, listen, California is the closest of all the states of the 50 that's in a totalitarian mindset. Okay, it's true communism out here. We're in a communist state, and the dictator, Gavin Newsom, okay, everything about him is a dictator. Everything about the legislature, right, which really concerns like the California Republican Party, has been enabled to become a totalitarian dictatorship in and of itself, I guess you could say. It's a democracy. It's a pure democracy. And, of course, the Founding Fathers did not want democracy. That isn't what they wanted. So this whole notion that Gavin Newsom and the monoparty system that's out here is not communistic is stupid, especially as they start lapping up and gathering up more and more private companies for the state. Cash flow for the state by, you know, taking over PG&E. Billions of dollars rolling in. There you go. Pay your electric bill. Of course, they won't pay their own electric bill. And why are rates so high in California, right? Just being raped by the PUC out here. So California lockdown protesters send loud message to Gavin Newsom. The decision to reopen the state is ours, not his. It says, flattening the curve, this is by Katie Grimes, flattening the curve is already behind us, so why is the state still on lockdown? The recovery rate of the coronavirus remains at 98%. Flattening the curve is already behind us. California hospitals are not and never were overrun with coronavirus victims and are, in fact, laying off staff throughout the country. Listening to California Gavin Newsom, one would think that most of the 40 million Californians are still at risk of dropping dead of the virus. The data and science Newsom claims is leading his decisions-making process has really led to Californians being deprived of constitutional civil rights as they are prohibited from going to work, their businesses, and ordered shutdown, the ordered closure of all group events, regardless of size, the arrest of people in their cars in church parking lots to attend services, and the closure of state beaches and state regional parks. One sector of the economy which is actually dropping dead is the business community. Small, medium, and large businesses are in peril, and government stimulus payments, grants, and loans will only have a temporary impact. As one analyst said in a Fox Business Wednesday, small businesses won't recover anytime soon via lip service. And that is because the government stimulus payments, grants, and loans are spotty, unreliable, and are being sucked up by big publicly held businesses. says, as one business owner in a Marin told California Globe last week, many business owners are having a hard time, he said. Hines said while he and his wife had been depleting their savings to continue to pay rent, insurance, and two dozen plus employees, they applied for an SBA loan but have heard nothing. He said one of the banks, Wells Fargo, abandoned its clients. Nice. We've got no SBA, no disaster grants, and we are U.S. citizens, he said. It was wrong of Governor Newsom to give taxpayer money to illegal aliens when legal citizens with businesses are hurting and closing their doors. So why is the government helping illegal aliens? Well, you know, you don't have any constitutional rights as a citizen in California. I've been saying that. We've said that for 95 weeks in grievances from New California. Hello. Because owners throughout California need to reopen immediately or the federal bankruptcy courts will be inundated with Chapter 7, 13, and 11 filings. California Globe reported Tuesday on the governor's four-stage plan to reopen the state sometime by the end of this year, if you read between the lines. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the staging of the goings on. Listen to this. Listen to this. The California Press Corps has not been able to ask Governor Newsom questions in person because he does his daily briefings remotely after ordering the media safely away. Journalists must call in with questions. One reporter asked him why healthy people are being quarantined. Not one reporter has asked the governor why he is depriving citizens of constitutional and civil rights. Not one has questioned the governor about the misuse of police to enforce depriving people of their civil rights. Police ought to know better. And not one has questioned the governor about his endorsement on the use of snitches to rat out anyone violating his orders. Snitches. I like that. Snitches. Governor Newsom did not declare martial law in California. However, he did impose it almost assuredly based on the use of police, snitches, lockdowns, and stay-at-home orders and his refusal to stand in front of media every day and answer the hard questions the way the president does. We know by now that mostly Democratic governors have publicly stated that the coronavirus is an opportunity to push their progressive agendas. As California Globe reported, Governor Newsom admitted on April 1st, there is an opportunity for re-imaging a progressive era as it pertains to capitalism, Governor Newsom said. So, yes, absolutely. We see this as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business. Snitches. Mm-hmm. And how we govern. Newsom wants 40 million Californians to stay at home until he decides otherwise, but it may not be his decision. After all, if protesters in cities and around the state have anything to say about it. Friday, May 1st, is the state capitol reopen California hashtag end the lockdown protest, where protesters will be circling the capitol in cars and trucks and motorcycles. Soder Michaels. We must tell our politicians to end this nonsense, the Facebook page says. However, the Capitol permit request was denied, despite the permit stated that protesters would adhere to social distancing, wear face masks, and that most would be in cars. California Globe will be at the protest on Friday, broadcasting live with Sacramento radio host Phil Cowan. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. I want to thank everybody who called in last night, 209 callers on the call-in. We do public call-ins for New California State Sunday nights at 7 and also Wednesday nights at 7. And I want to thank everybody for their effort on Tuesday with grievance number one, chapter two. We're going back out and filing more grievances against the state of California. This is chapter two, an additional 95 grievances. So, wow, we'll have a lot of grievances. So upcoming protests, I want to get this out to everybody. There's going to be upcoming protests coming up. And you can also refer to our article in newcaliforniastate.com, May 1st protests that are going to be happening all throughout the state of California here. Tomorrow we're going to give you that lineup as to best we have it now, and you might want to check on some other sources and check with Agenda 21 Radio and also the other one. So quickly, here we go. There's going to be a number of protests. First of all, Sacramento, May 1st, Capitol starts at noon time. San Francisco City Hall starts at noon. Los Angeles City Hall starts at noon. San Diego City Hall starts at noon. Huntington Beach Pier starts at 11:30. It starts at noon, I guess it says. Ventura County Government Center on 800 South Victoria Street starts at from 12 to 2. Riverside City Hall starts at noon. San Bernardino City Hall, Arrowhead Avenue, meet at 395 North Arrowhead Avenue, starts at noon to 2 p.m. San Bernardino County Courthouse. Brea, California, starts 1 o'clock. 11 a.m. to 2, and of course you got Santa Maria at 11, Redlands at, that's on Saturday, all these are Saturday, we'll be talking about it more tomorrow, so stay strong, America, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.